From a request for up to $350,000 just weeks ago, city staff returned to council Tuesday night with a very different plan for marking the 10-year anniversary of the Tragically Hip's final concert, one that requires no new funding from the city's reserve. Back in February, council deferred a decision on allocating up to $350,000 from the city's working fund reserve, following major concerns from both councillors and the community. City staff were asked to revisit the proposal. Now, a revised report brings forward a scaled plan, focused on already planned free accessible programming, funded through existing budgets, sponsorships, and external sources. With additional work over the past month, staff say all city-led programming can now be delivered without withdrawing on reserve funds. Support includes up to $100,000 from Tourism Kingston's Municipal Accommodation Tax Development Fund, along with $23,500 already secured through sponsorship, with more funding opportunities still being explored. Anniversary programming is now focused on expanding on initiatives already in place. When asked by council, city staff outlined how some of these events will take shape.
So the programming that the city is leading, outlined in the report, is twofold. So the first is a free music exhibition delivered through the Heritage Services Department. This is a broad music exhibition that has always been in the work plans, and that will be delivered throughout 2026 and 2027. Within that, there was an opportunity to align with the Tragically Hip anniversary, and so there is a section dedicated within that. So it's a broad music exhibition that is aligning where appropriate. The second is the free City of Kingston Rock in the Square concert that we deliver every single year in Springer Market Square. Given the celebrations and what we anticipate to be community interest, we are yet to announce the artist, but we will have some connection to the celebrations through this annual concert.
Additional programming that has been shared at this time also includes a downtown event later that weekend, new public art and murals, and a three-week run at the Kingston Grand Theater of a new Canadian musical built around the band's catalog. Councillor Tozzo extended thanks to staff for revising the plan in response to feedback.
I just want to thank staff for listening to both council and the community, because I think that this sparked a little bit of concern about the appropriate use of funds. I'm very happy that the ask was reduced, that some of our partner groups and sponsorships are standing up. And I just want to reiterate, I love the Tragically Hip. I'm looking forward to celebrating this in a very financially responsible way. Thank you. Courage, it couldn't come at the worst time.
Council ultimately approved the updated approach, with Councillor Jeff McLaren casting the sole opposing vote. Staff will return to Council on June 16th with another update on programming as Kingston prepares to mark a decade since the Tragically Hip's final concert. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.